We've been in cold store for a while, though, you know, not on the road. Mm-hmm. So it's taking a while for the old bones to come out of cryogenic recovery.
Our recent 10th anniversary tour for their breakthrough debut, Bring It On, means the guys of Gomez are no youngsters in the biz. But a veteran band makes for instinctual creativity, and it's back in full force on a new album. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. At home and in their music, the Five Guys of Gomez have roots on both sides of the Atlantic, merging a distinct ear for British pop with a deep respect for American blues and roots. Both parts have a wealth of history to draw from, but Gomez uses the core sounds as a jumping-off point, and from its debut to today, make sure to combine foundation with experimentation. To make their sixth album, A New Tide, Gomez also mixed up the physical setting, not only getting the title from an interesting location, but finding a favorite food between sessions in Chicago and an interesting recording problem in Charlottesville, Virginia.
Too many crickets there, though, for any real kind of...
any proper recording?
Yeah. Oh, what are these cicadas?
Oh, yeah.
It gets too loud, you know.
They play in your ears.
Yeah.
When you hit the studio in Chicago, did you have these 10, 11 songs? Did you have more songs?
No, a lot of... In fact, Airstream Driver came really late. We had quite a few of them, but Airstream was like literally last... It's about the last week.
Did a lot of the parts kind of take hold while you were in the studio? How long were you there in Chicago?
I don't know. did we do three stint? Three?
I can't remember.
Three times we were there for like 2 weeks at a go or 2 or 3 weeks
if
at a go.
If you're measuring it in hot dogs, it was about 80 or 90 hot dogs.
It would be a line of hot dogs that stretches around the world.
I have to say, you guys look pretty good considering the 80 or 90 hot dogs, because that's not easy to weather that.
Oh, yeah. Foie gras hot dogs and... what do they have, guys? Like alligator sausage?
Elk, black elk with, like, yeah, just all sorts of stuff. Rattlesnake sausages.
So these aren't like $1.99 dirty water dogs like you'd say in New York.
High-end gourmet stuff.
Fancy. Gomez gone fancy on us.
Oh, yeah. He's always in this.
All the angels on the wire, getting dizzy from the heights. Go carefully, carefully. Oh, extreme driver. Never misses, sat down passing traffic. Go carefully, carefully. Oh, extreme driver, I will return the favor of a sleep director. Go carefully, carefully. Oh, extreme driver, you're watermelon candy mouth, penthouse at the Sands. Go carefully, carefully. Oh, extreme driver.
The title? Anybody want to give us a little backstory on A New Tide?
a friend of ours in Australia came up with it. We were struggling, and he said, why don't you call it A New Tide? We were like, okay.
Were you on the beach at the time?
No, I guess he was. I don't know where we were.
He was in his laundry room.
Is that what...
For real?
For real. It's from the washing powder. Yeah, New Tide. That's what it is.
That was one of my more gullible moments.
No, honestly, I'm not lying to you one bit. He was honestly stood in his laundry room and said, why don't you call it, looked around, A New Tide?
Yes, 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 you look wonderful, my dear. And I look like I could use some rest. You gotta try to remember the weight of the top. You gotta try to remember the weight of the top. I'm on my best behavior. Wait for the drop. Wait for the drop.
That's Gomez, live at FUV, performing the new tune, Wind Park Slope. Check out the complete session anytime, online at WFUV.org.